This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
We have got our guest of this morning on the line. I would like to give a very big Joy return welcome back to Ken McKenzie Forbes from the production company. Good morning to you, Ken, and welcome back.
Good morning. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, John. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, Ken. It's been such a long time. Lockdown has meant that we haven't seen each other, but I'm
so excited. It's been very cruel.
Pleasure. Now, Ken, I was so excited to see the press release come out with, you know, it was a sad thing for me, and I'm a relatively new Australian when the production company decided to, I guess, hang up the boots. But to see the wonderful launch of the archive was just a magical thing, particularly in lockdown. Just give us an understanding about whose idea was that, and how long has it taken to get the archive up and running?
Yeah, sure. Well, look, for a good many years, Rachel Taylor, who ran the production company with me, and a couple of my directors, including John Hay McKenzie, we'd thought that all the photos and the wonderful records that we had of the production company, that they really should be available for people to see. And so about 18 months ago, Rachel and I decided that we would start preparing an archive. And so during lockdown, we've researched every single show and we've gone through all the thousands and thousands of photos of the production, and we've selected a broad range for each of the 65 musicals that we did. So we put them online together with reviews. We didn't include all of the reviews. We purposely didn't include any of the bad reviews.
Too right.
So many wonderful reviews, exactly right. And also the programs for each musical, they're all online as well as some other things, the projects that the company did. We organised for Gene Pratt, our chairman, a wonderful competition for new Australian musicals, and it was the Pratt Prize, and we awarded that across a 10-year period. So we're very delighted to include information about that as well. Been a labour of love, but we've taken our time and we're really pleased with how it's been received. In fact, we've been a bit overwhelmed by how well it's been received, because the artists that have been in the shows have been so thrilled to have a trip down memory lane, and also, of course, at this time, they've got plenty of time on their hands to have a thorough trip down memory lane and go through everything, which has been really lovely for us.
Ken, I just want to jump on there and say, you know, as one of the lucky artists who had the privilege of working
six shows, John, I believe. Six shows.
Yeah, six shows. Privilege of working with you over 21 years. And for me, you know, you, like many of my colleagues, gave me my first professional contract in hair in 2002. It was so wonderful and such a surprise to go through the archive and see these photos that many of us, you know, we'd seen a couple, but, you know, there were photos from Hair and Singing in the Rain and Dusty that I hadn't seen before. And as you said, it's such a treat at this time to see all those photos. How excited were you to kind of share them with everyone as you looked back?
Well, I was thrilled, because after each production, after each opening night, the photographer who's done the show and the one who did most photos for us is marvellous Jeff Busby. But we would go through maybe 500-600 photos after each rehearsal, after each final rehearsal before opening night, and select the photos that we wanted to give to the media. But also Jeff would send every one of those photos to the company so that we had them all on record, and it was a matter of going through and selecting which we thought were the best. I mean, obviously when there's that many photos from the show, there's some shocking photos in amongst them. But we went through and we selected the best, and we've been really... It's always, at the time, I often used to say to myself, oh, wouldn't John O'Hara or wouldn't so-and-so love to see this photo of themselves right now? But, of course, there wasn't the opportunity to make the photos available then, so we've sort of kept it all till now and released it all in one bang.
So Ken, it's obviously a labour of love for you, but going through all those photographs yourselves and looking back on a wonderful 21 years, what memories did it bring back for you about things that had happened during some of those productions? Maybe some things that were, you know, against all the odds you got to put a production on, or some things that, you know, suddenly went wrong and went right at the last minute.
Well, I suppose, you know, I'd have to go through the list and tell you which ones really I thought were absolutely amazing. But so many, for different reasons, were great successes. And I think that there was always drama around every single production. It wasn't normal. And you knew that if there wasn't excitement and drama in the build-up to the opening night, the show wasn't going to be a big success. So you never minded how dramatic it all got along through the rehearsal process, because you knew that absolutely everybody was striving to give their very best performance. So you did everything you could to support them. But I suppose really the final season in 2019, to me, that was a very thrilling year, because we did the David Bowie musical Lazarus, which had a very mixed reception from the media and a very mixed reception from a lot of the audience. But in our thinking, it was probably one of the finest things that we did in the whole 21 years of the company. And also, of course, we finished that year with Ragtime, which was an Australian premiere, and which was a wonderful musical dealing with all sorts of diversity issues with the most amazing score. And we just thought it was the most brilliant, brilliant musical. The music, Stephen Flaherty, and it's Terence McNally and Lynn Aaron. A fantastic score.
Yeah. I think the other thing that I found looking through all of the archives was just how well supported each of those musicals were, with stunning costumes. And, you know, and it was so consistent that, you know, the production behind the scenes was just so spot on, you know, on every single occasion. And also, you know, the staging in some respects, you know, there was some simple staging that, again, just really put the spotlight onto the actual music and the costumes, and really let the actors tell the stories coming through. You know, there was some stunning pictures with just showing some of that, John. I don't know what you think.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, whenever you get to work for the production company, as Ken said, it was a dramatic period, because it's a short period. You know, a lot of people didn't realize that back in the early days, you know, we only ever had 10 days rehearsal and then would go into production. But then as the company gained more success and there
bigger
was
budgets and bigger audiences.
Bigger budgets, yes. Yeah, bigger audiences. We were able to rehearse for 2 full weeks and we got to do more shows. But there was always an electricity when you worked for the production company. And I wanted to say publicly, Ken, you know, that largely that was, you know, due to you and due to Rachel, that, you know, we always felt that we were working as a team and as a family, and that you guys would get us there no matter how crazy the scheduling was.
Yeah, good on you, John. Well, of course, I've always believed that you're there to support the artists and you're there to make it happen for them. And I've always believed that if you create the right working environment, it enables the artist to give their best performance. And I always thought that was sort of like the most critical factor in the whole process, to ensure that the art are able to give their best performances.
Of course. And reading through the media release, it does, Jean says, until we meet again. So I wondered, is that a little clue? Like, is that a little clue?
Well, look, it's curious, because I talk to Jean Pratt, at least once a week. And one of her, well, it's like her mantra is, when do you think we could do another show? When do you think we could do another show? So who knows? But we did decide at the end of 2019 that we should put the company into mothballs, and it's proved to be the right decision. And who knows when things will get back to normal. But look, there is a demand for a company like the production company, and if it's not us, I'm sure some other brilliant people will get together and organise a new company, because it does fulfil a very significant role in Melbourne's musical theatre life.
Ken, I think it's a model for the world. I mean, I spent 20 years living in central London. I had many friends who were performers in the West End, and nothing like this exists anywhere else. And when I saw this, I just thought it was the most amazing company providing employment and work and really launching people's careers, as Jono said. And I know I do think it's something that, you know, places like London, New York, some of those major theatrical hubs really could learn lessons from what you have achieved here. It really is a sensational legacy.
Yes, it is a sensational legacy. And the thing, the critical factor, like with all, every artistic enterprise, is the bottom line financially. And the production company was so fortunate in that it was underwritten by the Pratt Foundation and the Pratt family. And that enabled it to go on year in, year in, year out. And I think that, well, the model is, it's a wonderful model. And I think there's all sorts of things that we know about how to produce shows economically that's terrific to have that knowledge. But the bottom line is you do have to have a benefactor to make it work, because everything, like, it's, you're entrepreneuring, and there's always the risk that something is not going to be a financial success. And you need to have that backup of a sponsor or a patron to make that secure for you.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, I mean, Jean Pratt, she set the tone, didn't she? She certainly did, John.
Phenomenal.
Not just the tone, but set the bar exceptionally high.
Thank you, Paul. It's true. It's very true. And I think we always wanted Australia's best for every role in every show that we did. And also in terms of the creative talents, the directors, the musical directors, the choreographers, the designers, we wanted Australia's best for every single musical. And that was our goal. And I think so often we were able to achieve it.
Yeah, totally nailed it. Ken, we're out of time, I'm afraid. But I just want to say, you know, such a great delight getting the archive up online. So well done to you and the rest of the team for pulling that together. And
Thank you, Paul. During lockdown,
you've really put a smile on quite a few people's faces.
Oh, great. If you do
decide to put something on maybe next year or the year after, why don't you pop in and tell us about it first? We'd love to launch it.
Certainly will. Lovely, lovely, Paul. And bye, John. All the best.
Thank you so much. On behalf of us all, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ken. Have a lovely weekend. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.